6 until 8 p.m. Thursday, just before the Old Time Concert, which will be coming up in 2 days. Now, for 6 or 7 years, one of the craft classes that was taught here was taught by one of our next performers. He's a well-known guitar maker and one of the most renowned and awarded guitar pickers that there is in the country. Wayne Henderson taught guitar construction here for a number of years. This year he's teaching flat pick guitar, and those of you who are taking his class, I hope that you're enjoying it as much as we're going to enjoy hearing Wayne play. And also with Wayne is an equally renowned player named Robin Kessinger. Robin is a great musician. I saw him the other day in Charleston. He said he has 45 students he teaches on a regular basis at Fret and Fiddle in St. Albans. So he's a well-respected teacher and player. And with them playing bass is Barb Withey. Let's make them welcome Robin Kessinger, Wayne Henderson, and Barb Withey.
Thank you. Thanks to Augusta and all you folks for having us back out here again. We're having a great time, and we're going to try to pick you a few old-time tunes on these starvation boxes. And this first one's one that we'll do for our students, because I know they're tired of hearing it, but one we've been working on called St. Anne's Reel. Thank you so much. Y'all are the usual good bunch out here tonight, and we really appreciate you being so nice. And we're going to do this next tune. I'll do this especially for old Woody down here. He's one of our best friends and a wonderful fiddle player. And he's up here a while ago and did one of our tunes, but we're going to do it anyway because it'll be... It's I'm sure it's different, so besides that, we practiced it. Can't do anything else, you know. It isn't called Turkey in a Straw. Thank you. Me and Robin's both got us a new guitar here. I usually play one of my own make. That's bad advertisement, I know, for be playing one of those store-bought ones, but I haven't had this guitar long. Robin hasn't had that one long, and they're exactly the same age of that we are. That one's same age of him, and this one's the same age of me. Now, it's got nothing to do with the way this one looks. But that don't look too good either.
Take your head off.
No, I'll take my head off, Matt.
Now that I shouldn't do that.
That wasn't in the program anywhere, Robin. You know what I always say? The good Lord made a few heads he's proud of, and the rest of them he covered up with hair. Now we've played this tune out here lots of times before, but it's always one of our favorite ones to do. And Robin, you gonna do this one for your folks?
Oh, it's yeah. We're gonna do this one for my folks.
it's
Alabama Jubilee, and we're gonna do it for my mom and dad if they're out there. I think they are. We're gonna kick it off.
Okay.
Thank you. it full of pep. Watch your step, one leg a joke, dance round on his toe. The way his crutches holler, I let him go, because it's hell, hell, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Pep, watch your step, one-legged Joe dance round on his toe, the way his crutches hollered, ah, cause it's hell, hell, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Play one more, Wayne.
Thank you so much. We're going to try to do maybe one more tune. And Robin said I could tell this one little tale as long as I kept it clean. And I only had to think a long time. This might not be too clean, but down where I live in a little southwestern part of Virginia, a little community called Rugby, in the main part of town there where I live, ain't but seven people live there. And for some reason or other, the population always stays exactly the same there too, because it seems like every time there's a new baby born, somebody leaves town. And anyway, what I was going to tell about a long time ago, I mean, this is an old story, and I know you've probably heard it before, but what you might not know, this happened right in Rugby, Virginia. It was the circus was coming through one time, and on one of our old rough roads, they broke the wheel off the wagon. Turned out a bunch of those wild animals right out in our community there. And you can imagine what a ruckus that stirred up. They had everything running around there that people had never seen before. And they had not, most of them caught back up, and the sheriff had heard that the elephant was out at this old lady's farm. And he went out there to look for it. And he went up there and asked her if she'd seen anything like that. And he found out that this old lady had never seen an elephant before. Had never heard tell of one before. Had never even seen a picture of one in a book. And he was trying to explain to her what he was looking for. And after a while, he asked her about it, and she said, he asked her, "Do you see anything like that out here?" She said, "Yes, I did." Said, "This morning there was some kind of a big old animal right out in my garden, and it was pulling up every one of my cabbages with its tail." And said, "Pulling up cabbages with its tail? Well, what in the world was it doing with them?" She said, "You wouldn't believe it if I told you." You got that one, all right? Thank y'all. If y'all ever get the urge to travel as far down in Virginia as I live, I'd be most happy to have you stop by my shop and come down and see us. And still ain't but seven of us live there, but we'd make you welcome as we could and come back and see my little guitar shop. Anyway, we've got one more tune to do, and we really appreciate y'all being such a great audience and just feel lucky to be part of such a great concert here tonight. And thanks for Margo and everybody for letting us come. So we'll pick Sweet Georgia Brown. Might have Barb pick a few hot licks on this one. Really, one of my major thrills of getting to come to Augusta most times is getting to pick with Robin here. And he's one of the best pickers in the world, and Barb makes my students better be glad you're not up in Robin's class, see what happened to you. Now let's do Sweet Georgia Brown. That's another one we've worn out, but it's just one of our favorite tunes to pick. And I don't get to hear Robin do it but once every couple of years. And so why don't you take off, huh? Thank you.
Robin Kessinger, Wayne Henderson, and Barb Whiffy. Thank you all. I forgot to warn you, that's our last act for this evening. I'd like to thank you all for coming out. We have another concert Thursday night, jam sessions at the Ice House tonight, picking in the park tomorrow night, and do come back. Thank you for being here.